SI-64 is still on. What we've done is to give people some period of grace to say we will allow those who had initiated export procedures before the SI was announced. We'll allow goods to come in, but effective from 1st of July, we won't allow those goods to come in unless one can produce a license. We are not banning any product. The products listed are not being banned, but we are only saying that these are products that we believe we are now producing in sufficient quantities to fill, to meet demand. And if the demand goes down for whatever reason, we will allow those who are capable of importing to do so, but we'll give them a license before doing so. So we believe that this is a move to support our local industrialists who are coming really from a bad patch where we had really suffered through the time of the 10 or 15 years in the past, where we had a hyperinflation, where we had also limitations in terms of getting funding for retooling, re-equipping, and recapitalizing. And we believe our industrialists need a little help for a short period for them to get to their feet and be able to face competition going forward.
But some informal traders are saying not much consultation was done by the government. As a result, we saw skirmishes at the border at Beitbridge.
Yeah, the mere fact is that we do have non-importers. Those importers who are in that business, we know them and we have consulted them. But again, those people whom we don't know, people who might just do things as someone just comes up and tomorrow wants to buy things from outside, obviously we are not in a position to be able to identify them and even engage them. So we have engaged those whom we knew. Those who were involved in imports, we involved them. The companies that they supply also were told were also part of the of those whom we consulted as stakeholders, and we believed that they would in turn also be able to get in touch with those people who supply them with the imports.
And your critics are also saying the timing is bad because there's drought in Zimbabwe and some people are actually surviving on importing those goods because the unemployment rate is just too high.
Yeah, but when you talk about drought, you're talking of food. We didn't ban any food. We didn't do any SI on food. Just to give you examples of some of the products that we are saying we need, you need license. We are talking of wheelbarrows. We are talking of conveyor belts. That's nothing. That is nothing to do with drought. That's more to do with people who are in the mining and in the industrial sectors. And these are most of the people affected. It's nothing to do with what people eat on a daily basis. We have plenty of meat around. We have plenty of chicken around. We have plenty of food that they require, and they don't even need to import that. We import maize, but the government is doing that. And even individuals who would want to import maize are allowed to do so. So there's been nothing against not in line with the times that we're living in terms of drought.
But there are foods listed, honorable, like salad cream, milk, cooking oil.
Yes, but we have cooking oil that we are exporting. So why should we import?
The quality and price is another factor that is being cited.
There is no one who can talk of quality. There is Cremora, which meets any standard with Nestle. There is Nestle South Africa and Nestle Zimbabwe. What is the difference in terms of what they produce? It's in the mind. That's where the problem is. Is this attitude to think if it comes from South Africa, it's of better quality? It's not. We have companies. To give you an example, we have a company that makes conveyor belts. Conveyor belts which have been exported to countries as far afield as Austria. And someone comes and tells me here in Zimbabwe that, no, we can't buy from this, it's inferior quality. Where you are talking of an exporter into Europe, and you talk of a conveyor belt that comes from South Africa as being superior. What are we talking about? And is this mindset change that we want to instill to people? We have quality goods that are... We don't condone inferior quality. That's why we have Bureau Veritas doing conformity standards testing for both to help our local producers as well as those who import, because we won't allow inferior quality. When it comes to food, we have the Standards Association, which is which is accredited to many international accrediting institutions. And we won't allow things that are of substandard nature. So there's no one to talk about inferior quality. Where there is inferior quality, we won't allow it.